And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with different members of the public. Red Cross, Christy Ingalls joining us here this morning, along with the different agencies, Raleigh County Police Department, Rachel Pate, Raleigh County EMS, James Marstall, and Manhattan Fire Department's Greg Vandercreek. Battle of the Badges is a week from today, Monday and Tuesday, July 20th and 21st, taking place at St. Thomas More Church. And should be noted, and I think we mentioned at the beginning here, that there will be free T-shirts given out to those participants. Christy?
Yes. So we will have free T-shirts for everyone who comes in to donate this drive. Very excited. We don't always do those, so definitely a little added incentive to come in and donate.
And you also mentioned masks will be required. Will there be masks on hand for those that maybe don't have one?
If you come in and you don't have a mask, then we will definitely have one provided for you. Again, we are doing a lot of extra safety precautions. Before you come in, we're going to take your temperature. There's several stations where we'll have you use hand sanitizer. We're going to be sanitizing the beds in between each donor. And then one other change we have going on right now, which if you've donated at any drive since March, you've seen this. We are no longer having meals for the blood drive. So if this is kind of your lunch break, we are just doing package items. So we will still have packaged cookies and crackers and raisins and things like that, as well as juice and water, but we will not have a meal provided. And that is, again, just that safety precaution for COVID-19. So just a few changes at the drive, but again, it's just to keep our donors safe and to keep the public safe.
All right. Any other changes of note here from the different agencies that we should know about? I'll just kind of rotate around. James, anything you guys are doing specifically special?
Not necessarily this year. Like I said earlier, we're going to probably not have much of a physical presence this year just to protect our staff and to protect the community. So we're going to be focusing most of our efforts on a social media push. But again, we just encourage everybody to get out, donate, vote for whichever agency you feel is the most deserving, which is Raleigh County EMS. And let's save some lives. Let's get some blood into these hospitals so we can take care of people.
And Rachel, for RCPD, I know it was mentioned that they have a high participant rate as far as the employees go. I imagine you have a lot of folks already getting signed up for that.
Yeah, I've had people in my office even just this morning saying that they're getting their appointments scheduled so that they can go out and donate and vote RCPD. You know, just as James said, we just want everybody to get out there and donate and vote for the agency that they'd wish to do. Obviously, we'd love to have that trophy back here at RCPD and just have lost it for 1 year, but we just want mainly people to just be out there, donate. We're going to keep spreading the word, and we're going to have a big presence on social media since we're not going to be able to have as many out there on site meeting with people as they come to donate.
All right. Greg, any last words that you'd give as far as encouragement?
Well, that's some discouragement.
Okay.
I think the other two, agencies are going to be in a lot of trouble with not being out there strong-arming for votes, bribing people with candy, all these dirty politics they like to play for votes, because we're going to find out who the people really like, who's in their hearts at the end of the day.
Well, I mean, you guys have maybe the coolest vehicles there with the fire trucks. Do you have get a big ladder truck out there?
Oh, yeah. We got curb appeal.
That's for sure. And obviously, you guys kid around here a lot, but this is obviously a great way. I think people really look to these agencies, leadership here in our community for stuff like this. And it really does encourage people, I think, to give back.
Definitely. And I think something I've always been impressed with, and I think James can back me up on this, is people that start IVs. Those Red Cross people are amazing. I'm always impressed with how they can find a vein and hit it. And they use a good sized needle, but it doesn't hurt. I've always just been blown away by how good, how quick they are, how professional they are. So it's just a great experience, especially for the first time people and things like that. It's a great experience. So nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point. Christy, if people are maybe haven't given blood before, what would you do to kind of soften the blow, so to speak, if people are nervous about giving?
Well, first, I would just encourage you to prepare your body well before you come in to donate. So for about 2 days prior to your donation, we want to ask you to start doubling up on your fluids, making sure you're getting at a minimum 8 8-ounce glasses of water. We also want to encourage you to get lots of high in iron food, just lots of iron-rich foods that are going to help your body feel better after you're donating, as well as to pass that iron test that you've got to take to be able to donate. And then, you know, bringing your ID, your photo ID, doing all of that, getting a good breakfast in when you come in to donate, making sure you've got plenty of food in your system and just feeling well. Those are the top things. As Greg touched on, that the donation, you know, is so much easier. The better hydrated you are, the easier it is going to be to find that vein. So just really making sure that you're well hydrated, you have plenty to eat. And then I don't always just kind of think, I don't know that anybody truly loves needles, but I always think of that person who's receiving the blood. I think of the pain or the scaredness that they're going through at the time. And I think that this is something that I can do, that, you know, the actual donation takes about 5 to 10 minutes, again, depending on how well hydrated you are. And that's 5 to 10 minutes that I can give of myself for someone else that's in need. And so that's what I would highly encourage. Think about that person who needs the blood, and this is a simple, easy way for you to give back.
All right. Yeah, there's been lots of good ways. We've seen the good that's being done in the community, and I think it kind of overshadows some of the bad going on in the world right now. And I think this is just another one of those good opportunities that people can do that. And again, you get a free T-shirt, so that's pretty nice, and you get to vote for your favorite agency here in our community. Let's recap once again kind of the times and when and how people can make appointments.
Yeah, so it'll be next Monday, July 20th from 11:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then on Tuesday, July 21st from 7:30 to 1:30 p.m. That will be at St. Thomas More. That's 2900 Kimball Avenue. We're just in their large building on the back side, so look for signs. And then you can make the appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. And you can also go to redcrossblood.org or download our Red Cross Blood Donor app to get that.
All right. Very good. Well, we obviously encourage everyone to go donate blood next week at St. Thomas More Church. And thank you again to everybody who joined on the call here today. Greg, I'm glad we were able to finally catch up with you here. And good luck next week.
Thank you.
And Christy and Rachel and James, we appreciate you all being here on the show today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Certainly was a pleasure. And again, next week. 1 week out, Battle of the Badges will be taking place here in Manhattan. That'll wrap up our show here for today. Thank you to all of our guests, including Dr. Sanchi earlier from K-State College of Vet Med. If you missed any of this, we will have it later on our website, newsradiokman.com. Coming up tomorrow, it will be Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells and I believe maybe possibly Rich Vargo on the show.
Okay. And a reminder that tomorrow is the deadline to get registered to vote in the primary, if you have not yet done so. And then advance voting begins the next day. Goodness. Coming up next hour, it's the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation Community Hour, and we'll be talking about Morning Star, and also on KMAN next hour, we'll be talking about the Yes Fund. Then it's Rush, Dan Patrick, and the game this afternoon.